Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at theopenhouse.net.au blog site.
Choices are the hinges of destiny. That's what Pythagoras said all those years ago. And if that's the case, and our futures really are determined by our decisions, how about we talk to some of those a little further down the path from us who've made a few choices they now regret? That's what we're going to do tonight. In this little segment we're calling Home Truths, over the last few weeks, Helen Shield has been taking a microphone into aged care facilities and asking some of our senior Australians for wisdom. And tonight that wisdom revolves around this whole idea of those decisions that they now regret. Helen, hello.
Hello.
The idea, it almost sounds negative, but the fact is there's so much wisdom that can be learnt from folks who say, you know what, looking back, I wish I hadn't have done that.
What's the stuff at the time that you might be justifying in various ways, as we've been talking about, and then down the track go, no, there was really no escaping the fact that that was just a stupid thing to do.
Yes, that's right.
And full credit to them for telling these stories, because it's a lot easier to you know, take the glory for the wonderful successes you've made, but it's a lot more vulnerable to admit to whoever cares to listen the mistakes you made and the things that you look back on with pain and regret. You know, that's a pretty brave thing to tell people a story about.
We're going to hear their answers in just a second, but of course we're hearing the nice edited up, prettied version of that. Did it take them a while? Yeah, well, thank you very much. Did it take them a while to actually get to that? Did you have to build rapport with them, or were they really willing to just share? Yep. This was it. This is what it was.
Well, it wasn't the conversation opener. I wouldn't generally just go straight in with that one. Hi, anything you really regret in your life? But no, people were generally, most people had something quite at the forefront of their minds. So obviously for a lot of these situations, this is stuff that stayed with people that they've kept thinking about right through their lives. Mm-hmm. So it's important stuff.
Because you do get to the stage in life when you start reflecting on everything that you've done. Mm-hmm. And all those wonderful memories are things that I've heard so many of our seniors talk about, the fact that they've got all these wonderful memories. And they can just keep, you know, press a button and replay that wonderful memory
again. Absolutely.
And that one there. But you also look back on your life and say, well, look, that led to that, led to that, led to that. Which probably wasn't the best thing possible. Mm.
And one common answer was that, oh, look, it hasn't been that bad because I've learned from everything. Anything that I've done, I wouldn't actually take back because I've ended up being able to learn from it. And, and you know, that's a common answer with people, I think.
Yeah, and that's good. And I got to say, when I was thinking about what's been my worst decision.
Oh, what has it been?
Well, I'm struggling because I know I've made a lot of bad decisions. Uh-huh. But I do kind of take that perspective a little bit in the sense that, well, that did lead to that. And actually, and, you know, bring the God factor.
Come
into
on,
it.
He did turn around.
Well, I'm trying to remember. I mean, look, it was probably my best decision in the end. Look, there was one relationship for me that was that kind of wiped me out for a good 12 months.
Yeah,
with all my friends kind of turning all around me saying,
"What are you doing, Sheridan?
You're not the Sheridan we used to know."
Ouch.
You know, I didn't laugh for 12 months. You know, I really did. It really did affect my personality.
Yeah,
that was a poor decision, and I probably wasn't really listening to those people around me who were actually kind of, you know, there's just something.
But
something.
That stuff can be the making of you at the same
time if you get out of it at the right time. Yeah, the things that I had to learn through that about relationships. This is a number of years ago, by the way. Meryn and I have been married 13 years, in a few days' time. So this is quite some time ago.
Yeah.
Boy, that was a tough time. And boy, but at the same time, I can see how God brought me through it and taught me some things about who I was, about the way to do relationships, about the way not to do relationships.
Uh-huh.
Probably a little bit of rescuing there on my behalf. But anyway, you, Helen Shield, what was your worst decision?
Oh, we're getting to that, are we?
Yeah.
I've got to put my hand up and say the relationship one as well. And it's always the more recent stuff because, the stuff further back in your life, you've learned from it, you've had the time to apply the wisdom. So it'd be actually as recent as last year. I got involved with someone that I knew it was stupid, and I got out before it was stupider than it could have been. Yeah, you know, it could have been worse, but yes, that wasn't smart. Gee, they're a big one, aren't they, relationships?
They are huge. So why, if you knew that it probably wasn't the best thing?
I think my motives were wrong. I would say, you know, when it's motivated by loneliness or, you know, I was in a new place and I was feeling pretty low and pretty isolated and, oh, look, here's this old friend of mine I can reconnect with.
Sure.
And,
Not so much. I can say that's probably the same thing too. You know, the motives were actually a little bit skewed. In my case, probably some different reasons. But, motives were a little bit skewed there.
Yep.
Anyway, enough about you and
me. Yeah, yes, that's definitely enough about me.
I think so. But let's hear what our seniors had to say. Here's the question for Home Truths tonight. Looking back, what was the worst decision you made?
Not putting myself through a proper school, leaving at 14 just to get a job and get money.
Getting involved in drinking and smoking, drinking particularly.
Got married. Didn't last very long, only 18 months. Wrong person, too young.
I should have stayed and educated myself properly. But anyway, I managed and I brought up two boys. And they're good boys.
I belong to a certain church and I think it was so overly strict that I think that I lost my boys because of that.
I was a very, very heavy drinker. In the ultimate, I was starting drinking at 11 o'clock in the morning and finishing in the early hours of the following day.
And what effect did that have on your life?
At that time, little or nothing, but it's affected my health since that time, quite dramatically.
Oh, I'll tell you what was a bad decision. Okay, this is why I'm here. I got up to go to the toilet one night and I hit the door and I fell to the ground and I banged myself and I was there for about a day. It was a bad decision for me to go to the toilet. Otherwise, I was a very fit woman having a lovely time, even if I am 90.
One was finding a girlfriend at the age of 90.
And why did you regret finding a girlfriend at 19?
90.
Oh, 90.
Yes.
Finding a girlfriend at 90 was a bad decision.
Yes.
Why so?
Well, it just could never work. She was 42. And we got very, very close in a very short time, but it could never have progressed. It could never have reached an ultimate.
And is she still a part of your life?
No. No, not at all.
So the dating days are officially over now?
I think I'll retire gracefully.
What a way to end it, Helen Shield. Wasn't it amazing?
Yeah, look out for when you go to the toilet. You never know. It's going to catch up with you.
So that was Betty, was it?
Yes.
That was Betty who actually said that?
Yep.
Yeah, that was beautiful. And wow, the girlfriend at 90.
Yeah.
Well,
the 42-year-old girlfriend at 90, no less.
That's amazing. Well, the series is Home Truths, and we've been asking these questions of our elders. What can we learn from you? And we've been asking about most vivid memories and best decisions and advice you'd give yourself as a 16-year-old as you could. And tonight's question was, what was the worst decision you ever made? And I think there's a few lessons in there for all of us. Now, next week will be the second last in our series.
Mm.
The one thing the world has lost in your lifetime that you would like to see it recover.
Yeah, now that's an interesting one because this is, growing up, these are people who grew up in wartime. You know, these are people who grew up in Second World War era and stuff. You know, they have seen radical changes. It's not just that, you know, there wasn't the internet when I was a kid and now the internet's so prolific. You know, there wasn't television when they were kids. It's the whole world has transformed and so much of the way we think and the way we act and the way we do families and all of that kind of stuff has changed radically. You know, hippies and feminism and it's all come in their lifetime. So they've seen a lot of change.
Absolutely. Mm. Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Helen, thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology. To hear more from Open House, visit theopenhouse.net.au.